Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm joined by Sean Fetterplace of the Main Street Alliance. Sean, and now we've talked a little bit about the advocacy work that the organization is doing when it comes to the elections coming up later this year and some of the issues that could be talked about. But how can listeners learn more about the organization, and maybe if they're a small business looking to get involved, how could they do that?
Yeah, so normally I would say go to mainstreetalliance.org. However, our website's being it's down right now for maintenance. We're updating. It's going to be very exciting when it comes back out on Monday.
All right.
So if you want to get in touch with us and find out about local events, want to meet, I'm happy to get coffee, pizza, whatever, talk with you about ways that our organization can help support your business, just email me, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at mainstreetalliance.org. Again, Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at mainstreetalliance.org. And yeah, we have a lot of exciting upcoming events for May Small Business Month. And so if you want to get in touch and chat and see how we can work together, I'd love to connect with you.
Absolutely. I was worried you were about to give your personal phone number or something out when you mentioned that the website was down. I was like, I'd be like, oh no, how are they going to contact you then?
Well, having been trolled a few times after my appearances on your show by random people listening, I'm going to have to have email as the
there you go
the
that's
filter.
The go-to yeah that's the go-to fair enough. Well, yeah, it's definitely I know it with the work that we do here and updating some of those websites and things like that, so I'm excited to see the new website when it gets finished and is up again on Monday. But yeah, I think Small Business Month is huge. May is going to be an important month. What kind of are there going to be local events here in Madison that individuals can participate in, even if they're not a small business owner? Or what kind of events are you going to be promoting throughout the month of Small Business Month?
Yeah, so we're predominantly going to be meeting with the elected officials. And if you want to join that, I'm happy to chat with you about that. But we're going to be meeting with Representative Pocan, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Senator Ron Johnson, and other local officials. Later in the month, we'll be meeting with our state electeds. So that'd be Francesca Hong and Melissa Sargent and a lot of the other local folks, really about three bills. Badger care expansion with a public option, paid leave, and also repealing the personal property tax, which sounds like a really boring topic, but it's actually really important. A lot of small businesses have to pay a tax on every single piece of equipment every single year. And it's not so much paying the tax that's the issue. It's that the actually counting every little chair or like piece of equipment just takes such a long time. It's a really bad time of year as well when it's asked. And there's ways to raise the funds that is done differently. So we're working to get that taken care of. So I would say, folks, if you come go on the website after Monday, you'll see all the information. Otherwise, you can message me. And we'll also be doing what are called Main Street Mondays, which, you know, we'll be texting and emailing our supporters across the state to call their elected officials. And this upcoming Monday, there's a set of bills to rein in monopolies and big tech companies that we're working on. And so that's something that folks could take action directly to build support for those bills that are before Congress.
Fantastic. So we will have to keep an eye out for that new website when it is unveiled again on Monday. But yeah, I think that's awesome. I know the personal property tax was an interesting one when it came out, because a lot of there was question marks of whether or not that was repealing it was something that everybody wanted to support or not. But I do recall there was like some kind of loophole in there. Yeah. for like large, I forget if it was railroad companies or.
Yeah, there was. So the Republicans wanted to have a bill that both didn't backfill the local municipalities, because the personal property tax, that tax goes to local governments. And the Democrats wanted to make up for that lost revenue to make sure they don't lose out on it. So because, you know, municipalities need to fix their streets and take care of city services.
Keep the lights on and, all of those things.
Yeah. And we don't want to hurt that in any way by repealing the bill. However, the Republicans had a bill that not only preferenced manufacturers, but also gave an incentive, essentially a tax break for folks whose property isn't even in the state. And so it's just like the completely ridiculous, like preferential treatment that large manufacturers get because of the power of WMC. And, you know, hopefully there's an ability to get a compromise bill on this issue, and we'll work to help try to bring Democrats and Republicans together once they're back in January.
Yeah, a little modernization of that system, because obviously we know that the Wisconsin's systems can be modernized and we can be doing some updating. So it's great to hear that Main Street Alliance is working on figuring out a way to help backfill for those municipal governments, as well as relieve the small business owners of the process of having to go through, and like you said, the grueling act of inventory and categorizing all of those things that deal with their small business. So I'm really excited to see all of the work that Main Street Alliance is going to be doing here in Wisconsin for the month of May and going forward. But Sean, I really appreciate you joining me this afternoon, because these are the conversations I think that are really important to have. The fact that these articles or the stories and the headlines are sometimes get swept up in some of the other crazy things that are happening, like Gableman or the legislature, like you said, taking off for the last 9-10 months of the year. I think we need to be talking about the work that's being done to promote small business. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your afternoon and coming to share all of the stories that Main Street Alliance is doing here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on Devil Radio. Appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Sean joining us this afternoon. If you missed any portion of the show today or this week, you can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Again, you can follow the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. You can follow the stations at devilradio927 on Facebook and Twitter, and at WAUK Radio on Facebook and Twitter as well. But Sean, it's been a pleasure having a conversation with you. What would you say is the event that you're most excited looking forward to between now and, say, the August primary?
I would just say that having small business owners talking directly with the candidates who are running for U.S. Senate is really exciting. There's a real opportunity to, you know, really elevate these issues, to hear from them directly, and to really empower our small business owners. And ultimately, control of the U.S. Senate could come back to Wisconsin. The governor's office is certainly important, and you know, the control of the House of Representatives also could run through the 3rd congressional district. So whether you know it or not, if you're in Wisconsin and you're a registered voter, you have a lot of power, and so I would just encourage you to use that power.
Those stakes are high. I mean, you just named all 3 of those major elections, so it's a lot to be keeping an eye on. I'm really excited of all the work that you're going to be doing, keeping an eye on that as well for small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you have been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian will be back on Monday with me. Joining me, we'll be back at 2 p.m., but up next, we've got the Devil's Advocates, so stay tuned and have an excellent weekend. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thank you.